break this mother off.
See.
Yeah, break them off something proper.
That's Skylar. Right, Shawnee O.
Everybody dance now.
Okay, we don't need this song.
Yeah.
Eddie,
come on, Eddie.
We're not doing it right now.
Holy balls! Go, Eddie, go! Damn! This is going to be tough competition tonight.
Tell you what.
Are you just exercising?
That was insane.
You know it. I could break it off at any time.
It was as if Olivia Newton-John had come right into the studio. No.
You give me anything, I'll tear it off.
Okay.
You know it. You know it.
Stoner Spelling Bee at 6 o'clock.
Moves like a brother.
That's right, Sky. That must have got you excited.
She wants to be my partner in this.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. I'd
rather be Ashley's partner.
Yeah, were you getting a little squishy, Sky?
Wait a minute.
Out of curiosity.
I'm joking.
Just going to ignore that.
Incredibly rude.
Just going to ignore that.
Incredibly rude.
Anyone?
Ignoring.
Sean.
Ignoring.
Incredibly rude.
Acknowledge
waiting
that.
For a response.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Why are you looking at me?
Yes, your question.
Just addressed you.
Well, I would prefer not to answer your question because it's
very juvenile. It's a ridiculous
juvenile.
Question. It's a ridiculous. Don't answer it.
Thank
Sky.
You.
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
I mean, we're all wondering, but I mean, you know, I have to answer it. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Dumb.
What else? Oh. We're going to be doing Bombed at the Beach tonight at 8 o'clock. Ah, the Mikey Show returns to the nighttime show tonight.
Mm. Old stomping grounds.
That's right. What do we got coming up this next
week? We have the Reality Bites. We have the women's panel, which should get going here in a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And then we have a special surprise for Ashley.
What?
Oh, yeah. We got a special
awesome.
Surprise.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All for you, kiddo.
Okay.
Yeah. Bobby Kernels?
Okay. Yeah.
Bobby
You're
Kernels?
So cute.
Okay. Okay. He can't hear you and Ashley isn't.
Sky, what do you think of Ashley wearing that Free Ramsey shirt?
Well, I think it looks very cute on her, but I don't appreciate the message. Like, the cut of the t-shirt, the baby doll style, looks very nice on her, but I'm not a fan of the message. I don't really appreciate that.
What exactly is wrong with the message?
Please let me be free, Miss Scott, please.
Ramsey, it seems like it started out as once a year, then it went to twice a year. Now it's once a month, begging for your freedom. I told you, you're a manservant. You're not getting free.
Pleases, Miss Scott, let me go.
It's not pleases.
Let me be freeze, please.
First of all, Ramsey, freeze is plural. What you're seeking is freedom. You see? You see, freedom is an existential form of free. Now, I've taught you this in your homeschool. Turn around.
No.
Ramsey, turn around.
I wills not.
He's messing with me. He knows that
no,
wills...
No, I'm not. I wills. I want my freedom.
All
and
right.
That?
That's great. Enough.
Oh, really? You're going to be insolent?
No.
So what you're saying
I
is that I will whip you and you will take it insolently?
Please don't whip this no more.
I'm going to whip you again.
Freedom! Please, Miss Scott.
What are you, Mel Gibson?
What
is this? Is this a scene from Braveheart for crying out loud? Is that what you're doing now? Take that.
No.
Ignorant.
I don't need insolence.
Ignorant. Insolence. Sky 2. I'm Sky 1.
Sky 2.
Did you hear me?
Why is he looking at me?
Lady's over there. He's talking to you.
That's right.
He's talking to me?
Handsome.
Yes, Mikey?
It's not Mikey. It's Sky speaking here.
Well, I'm Sky.
No, you're Sky 2. That's for you.
I still got a piece of it.
Get out of the damn way, you ignoramus.
I didn't know.
Those are the cheapest dungarees I've ever seen in my life.
You bought them for me.
Okay.
In my defense, a half off sale at Sears.
All right, enough.
They don't even fit me.
Shut up.
We're good. We got it.
Oh, no
crying
balls.
Out loud.
No balls.
All right.
Give me my black songs. I want to sing some of my black songs. You know I love them. Yes, the Ramsey songs. The Ramsey songs are replace the word black with Ramsey. Ramsey whole son, don't you come. Uh-oh, Sean's about to puke.
Are you okay? You need some help.
That boy's being sick.
Are you okay over there, Sean?
Swallows it down. Swallows it down.
You need the manservant to life flight you out of here?
I'll stop the choppers. No, thank you. I'll pass on
goodness
that.
Sake.
Mikey show, hello.
Hey, what's up, Mikey?
What's up?
This is P1 John.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are the best show ever.
Oh, thank you, bro. And listen, that's the deal. That's why we're on the air right now. Make sure you tell your friends and your family and everybody that listen to tune into the Mikey show today. Because we're on for 28 straight hours, no music, no commercials, and we're trying to win new listeners. So go tell them, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, bro.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
All right. Welcome back. It is the 28-hour Mikey Show marathon. We are on from 6 o'clock this morning until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I got it.
We have been giving you... we have been giving you nonstop entertainment, hopefully.
Hey.
For the last... coming up on 9 hours we've been on the air. Actually, 10 hours. We're coming up on 10 hours, Sky.
Oh, God. Is it over yet?
That's right. It's not over yet. All right, let's go ahead and start the women's panel. I think that's what we should do. A lot of people calling. I got to clear lines. Mikey show.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to see if you guys are taking contestants for the Reality Bites yet.
It's going
to
be, it's still a long way to go for Reality Bites. Okay, Mikey show.
Hey, it's P1 Eric.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, sorry, it's sort of off the topic, but you said the Stoner Spelling Bee is going at 6?
6 o'clock, bro. Mikey show.
Well, what's going on, bro?
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to know, got a question for Mikey about the movies.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if during the movie, are you guys going to be taking calls? So if you're not, you might want to...
No, dude, we can't take calls while we're watching the movie because we just got too much going on.
Right, right, right.
It's like that whole Mystery Science Theater 3000 vibe, and so we're kind of busy while the movie's on, you know?
Yeah, you guys should let that know because a lot of people are going to be calling.
Yeah, okay. Sure. No, yeah, we'll be saying throughout the movie what we're doing.
Hey, one more thing.
Go ahead.
I just want to let you guys know, man, it's an awesome show. Good thing you guys are doing this.
Mm.
And that it's pretty cool. I'm not willing to sacrifice one day to listening to, you know, the other shows, you know, just to check them out, see if I can compare, you know.
God darn it, dude. That means a lot to me. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Thank you so much, bro.
Hey, take care, bro.
Thank you. All right, let's clear the lines out. Let's get B-Rob to clear the lines out. We are officially going to start the women's panel. I'd like to introduce people to three women that vary in age groups. And that's what we needed to do. We needed to make sure that we had everybody from a particular age group kind of represented. From the young end of the age group, we have P1 Alley, who is a big member of the P1 Army.
That's right.
One of the most well-respected and most powerful groups in the Mikey P1 world.
We just hit the big 4,000.
4,000 members.
Amazing.
Of the Mikey Show P1 Army. I mean, you talk about a powerful group of people. When they organize, they get us national press. When they organize, they get things done. They really are an amazing group of listeners. A P1 listener is somebody that turns their radio down, gets to the point, and doesn't cuss. A P1 listener is also an exclusive listener of the Mikey Show. P1 Alley can attest. You don't listen to any other shows, right, Alley?
Heck no.
Exactly. And the other deal is that you listen to us for long periods of time. And unlike a lot of shows, we stay on for long periods of time. I think 28 hours pretty much is a testament to that.
Yeah. I've been up since 6 listening to you guys.
Have you?
I'm getting pretty tired.
Yeah, just wait.
Oh, God.
Just wait. We're going to be on 12 hours from now, 13 hours from now, 14 hours from now. So anyway, the idea behind, and Boston Rob, you got to start clearing those lines for people to call in and ask questions. This is the meaning of the women's panel. We get women from varying ages. P1 Alley from the P1 Army, how old are you?
18.
We also have Gina in the studio. Gina, how old are you?
33.
And Shauna is in the studio. She's our program director. How old are you, Shauna?
45.
Oh, you are not. How old are you?
37.
There you go. Okay, now, we chose these particular women based on a few criteria. Number one, these are intelligent women, but they are also very honest women. And they've been told that that is the key. They need to answer honestly. So whatever questions you're calling in to ask, make sure before you ask that you know that you're going to get an honest answer. It's not going to be the answer maybe that you want to hear, but it's going to be the real answer. Now, some people may be wondering, well, what kinds of questions are we asking? It's really the kinds of questions that you hear a lot of women asking of men, like, you know, how come a guy says this when he really means this? The same kinds of questions can apply to a woman. An example would be asking one of these ladies, how come I ask a girl for her phone number? I get it. She gives me one. I call it. It's the wrong number. Things of this nature. Why does my girlfriend ask me if she looks fat in something? And if I tell her the truth, she gets angry. These are the kinds of questions that you would ask to the woman panel. And you ask a general question, and we will get three answers. The answers will vary by each woman. Because some women are different. These women are very different. They vary in age, and they vary in personality type. So 570-1053. Sean, have you been listening a lot today?
Yes, all day.
We're still keeping it going. I personally don't think I'm going to start to crash for another 11 hours. About 3 a.m. is where it starts to get iffy for me. How much are you going to listen to tonight, Shauna?
I will probably...
Remember, you have to be honest. You're on the women's panel.
I know. I'll probably listen until about 10 o'clock.
Hmm. You're not going to do the movies with us?
Well, I'm going to do Lost with you.
Okay.
For sure.
We're going to watch Lost tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC. As far as I know, this is the first time that a network television show has ever been simulcast with a radio program.
I think that's awesome.
We're breaking a lot of ground. Did you give that quote that I gave you to Radio and Records Magazine?
I did. And he laughed.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay. P1 Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, what do you want to ask the ladies on the women's panel?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing. I don't want to sound too rude or anything, so I'll try and put this nicely.
Go ahead.
I've been dating a girl for about a month and a half now, and she doesn't shave or trim down.
We got you. We got you.
Okay.
What's your question?
What is the best way to ask her to without her freaking out and going completely crazy on me and calling me a jerk and breaking up with me?
All right. Listen to the answer on the radio. Let's start with the youngest person on the panel. That's P1 Allie. Allie, from an 18-year-old woman's perspective, how would that be asked of you, if at all?
Tell her to get the weed whacker.
Would you have a specific thing?
It's kind of a touchy subject. I don't know.
First of all, would you even want a guy to ask you something like that?
No. Never. Never.
But if he did, is there a gentle way to go about it?
I don't know. I don't really think there is. I think you just got to be blunt and just go for it.
Just say it. Just ask. Yeah. Gina. And by the way, Gina, again with the ages. Gina, how old are you?
33.
There you go. Gina, how would a 33-year-old woman approach this topic?
I would probably ask her to watch a movie with me, if you know what kind of movie I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, obviously all the girls in these movies are pretty well kept, so I would start with that.
I have to say that is an extremely intelligent answer.
Thank you.
Wow. Shauna, your age again.
56.
Stop it. Shauna's 37. Shauna, how would you answer that?
I think he should just bring it up gently. And maybe even while they're in the middle of doing it. Like, hey,
the middle of lovemaking?
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, or maybe after.
You
probably
don't
feel, after.
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't right that a little after, inappropriate?
Like, hey. Nah, I don't know. I think you can do it in a way that's not insulting at all, but like, hey, next time it'd be fun if...
Maybe he could do it for you.
You didn't have an afro down there.
Maybe it would be nice if you didn't look like you had buckwheat in a headlock. P1 Icktooth is on the line. What is your question, Icktooth? Icktooth, are you there? Just had him on line 5. We lost him. If he's there, call back. P1 Joe.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to wonder why women feel like they have to browbeat men whenever they feel like men are wrong.
Go ahead. We will start this with Shauna.
Because men are always wrong.
Shauna, 37 years old, says because men are always wrong. Gina, 33 years old, says...
Well, I have to argue with that.
Yeah?
Why do you... maybe there's something wrong with you. why, you know, why are they browbeating you?
Yeah, Joe, maybe they're not browbeating every guy, but maybe they're browbeating you.
Oh.
Allie.
I see people do it to everybody.
Allie, 18. Go ahead.
I'd have to agree with Shauna. Men are always wrong. Always. Yeah.
Men are always wrong.
No, maybe it's just his perception that he's being browbeaten.
Yeah, maybe he's a little too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the truth is a girl's speaking with him really honestly, really frankly, really straightforward. And he doesn't like it.
I think it's great. Cut the crap.
Yeah.
Get right to it.
570-1053 is our phone number. This is a woman's panel. We got three women ranging in age from 18 to 37. Feel free to ask them anything. Just understand that you're going to get a real answer. It's not going to be the answer that you might get from your girlfriend, which may be the tender answer, the answer that won't hurt your feelings. But you can ask any range of questions. P1 Marley is on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to know, in relation to that clip Mikey played earlier from the Oprah show, how you guys feel about your man looking at porno on a daily basis.
Pornography. I said that I had I've had issues with that. I talked about accountability software that I put on my computer to make sure that I don't look at it. XXXChurch.com, by the way, if you wanted to do that. P1 Marley's got a question. We will begin with Shauna, 37 years old.
Well, this is an interesting question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to take into consideration what I do for a living. I mean, just before I came down here, I was picking out the bikini calendar photos for our bikini calendar coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But if Justin...
Your husband.
I don't like it when he does.
Yeah.
But I can accept that he does do it. It's just natural.
Now, why do you not like it?
Honestly, I don't know why.
And it's interesting because you work in an industry where it is your job to appeal to a male between 18 and 34 years old, and you know as that manager that that's what men want.
Yeah, absolutely. So... But as a married woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's that I have to, when I go home, I switch it off and I'm not thinking in that frame of mind when I'm at home.
Right.
Although I'm sure Justin would love it if I did more.
Right, often. Sure. Right.
But, I mean, I understand that it's going to happen. It doesn't bother me. I'd rather have him look at porn than cheat on me. So if that's the way... that he needs to satisfy himself when I'm not there, then so be it.
Once again, Marley's question is it okay for men to look at pornography on a daily basis? Gina's 33 years old.
I think that on a daily basis is way overboard. I think it's certainly acceptable to watch it every so often. Maybe there's something missing, and that's why he's watching it every day.
But... Now, do you feel...
oh, well,
go ahead, Shauna.
I just want to be clear.
Go ahead, Shauna. You can jump in anytime.
I missed the part about the daily basis
thing. Daily basis.
Yeah, that would bother me on a daily basis. Yeah. Once in a while, okay, but not on a daily basis.
And finally, Allie is 18.
I'm kind of torn about the issue. I had an ex that, you know, I went surfing on his computer, looked through the history, and saw a plethora of websites. But I think it's all right, but on a daily basis, that's a little much. Otherwise, it's all right.
Marley, I hope that answers your question.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why were you going on his computer to see what he was looking at?
That's a good question.
I was snooping around. What do you think I was doing?
Absolutely. She's being honest about it.
But why?
What were you looking for? Maybe she was looking for that?
Were you looking to see if that's what he was doing?
I had a sneaking suspicion. Because, you know, when you walk into the room and somebody closes windows on their computer really quickly, you kind of get a little suspicious.
Ah.
So
you checked it out. Did you confront
yeah, I did.
Them? Did you confront them?
Yeah, I did.
Turn into a fight?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
He was really nice about it.
P1 Steve.
Yes. Hi, well, how you guys doing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I started dating this girl, and when I first... started talking to her, she's telling me like how her fantasy is to have a threesome. So, you know, of course, I'm like, score. Like, I'm just like so stoked on this. And now she's saying that, like, oh, she doesn't want to do it because it'll no longer be a fantasy. Then, so I'm like, I'm thinking, is she lying? Is she saying this just to kind of be cool, you know, kind of be the cool girl who likes threesomes? Or is she really not wanting to do it because it will be no longer a fantasy?
We'll start with Allie, 18 years old.
That's kind of tough. I don't know. I think might have just been a change of heart.
She had the idea and then just changed her mind.
I don't know. It could have looked good for a while and then once you, I think if you really think about, you know, a threesome, I think people would, it sounds great at first, but then,
reality sinks in?
Yeah.
Gina, 33.
How long have you been going out with her?
I've known her probably about 6 months, and I finally convinced her to go out with me we've been going out the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm. So, was she resisting you in the beginning, or what was it? Did you like
her? Oh, no, we were just friends. Like, she just kind of, I guess she's kind of conservative, kind of, like, we were just friends. I met her down here in Temecula, so we actually, I ride motorcycles for a living, so we're down here, and she met me at a motorcycle demo. And so she's, I guess she didn't want to, I don't know what her deal was. I just talking on the phone for a while, and then we finally went on, like, a real official date after 3 months.
I think it's definitely a tease in the beginning, like she wants you to get interested or...
Well, she told me this after we started going out, after, like, we started dating, because, like, she wouldn't, like, she very rarely touched on the subject of sex while we were just, you know, talking on the phone and hanging out.
Right. I think she's probably just teasing you. A lot of girls tend to do that in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of get your reaction first and then see what you have to say. And I think probably she did have that idea in mind. Like, every girl kind of has her own fantasy, and maybe that was hers.
Uh-huh.
And then she just, you know, chickened out afterwards. Because, you know, I think about it. I think about threesomes, but there's no way I would probably ever do it.
Shauna, 37.
I pretty much agree with what Gina said. I think she probably thought about it, maybe thought it would be fun and different, and then when it came down to reality, she probably freaked out.
Mm-hmm. There you go, dude. Interesting question about prenuptial agreements on line 6. P1 Matt.
Yeah, hi, it's P1 Matt.
What's the question?
I just want to know how a woman would feel, like, say I've been dating her for about 4 years or so, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, say I tell her I want to wait until, like, my career is stable before I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then after about 4 years, they, like, all right, let's get married, but I want to sign a prenup.
Okay. Let me start this again with P1 Allie. I think it'd be interesting to get an 18-year-old's perspective on this, because Allie has not had a great degree of experience with men that may say something like this. Now, I want you to, if you could, Allie, if you could, I want you to pretend that somebody like myself or somebody like Eddie were, first of all, younger, but single, okay? And let's say you were, Eddie's the younger of the two of us. Let's say he was single, you guys hit it off, you guys were dating. Eddie makes a good living, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys started, things are to go well, and you were going to get married, and Eddie said, listen, I have to protect a little bit of what's happening in my life right now. I love you a lot, Allie, but I would really need to have a prenuptial agreement.
I don't like that. I hate it.
Why?
It feels like there's no trust.
Don't you think that it's the responsible thing to do?
Yeah, I do. I hate to say it. I think it's responsible, but I don't like the idea of it. If somebody ever, like if I was engaged and somebody wanted a prenup, I would not.
Keep in mind, you're in love. This person wants to spend the rest of their life with you.
I might be a little more flexible, but no, that's... Blah.
Gina, 33 years old.
There's two sides to that story, because I make pretty good money, and I think that if I were to get engaged or get married, I would want a prenup myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've worked hard for the money that I make, and, you know, you never know if it's going to last or not. And I think that's part of it. You know, if you have any doubts at all, then of course, I think that's the thing. If you have any doubts, then you're going to ask for a prenup, because you're automatically looking at, well, I might get divorced.
Now, remember that the way that Matt phrased the question is, would you be okay? The question is not whether or not you'd have a prenup.
Okay.
The question is if somebody came to Gina, 33 years old, said, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. We've been dating for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Will you sign a prenuptial agreement?
That's funny. I would say no.
You would say no, would even say though no. You just said.
Isn't that crazy?
You just said that you would.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay, all right. Hey, listen, she's telling the truth, and that's why the women's panel is good. Shauna, 37 years old.
It's really funny because the wedding that I was just back at in Denver for, my girlfriends and I had this conversation. And I think that there's definitely a time that you shouldn't do a prenup, and there's definitely a time that you should. And if you have been dating this girl for 4 years and she is with you, like, from the beginning when you're poor till when you get your career going and you're both working,
then you know what? No, there should be no prenuptial agreement there. You guys work together to get where you are, okay? But where there should be a prenup is if you're coming in and someone has, say, older or has, you know, a business of their own or has established themselves without you and you've dated not that long and you end up getting married, then there should be a prenup there.
Well, it's the women's panel, so I can't give you my opinion on it, Matt, but there you go, okay?
I've learned a couple things. Thanks.
All right, man. That's why, man. That's why the women's panel is great. P1 Robert is on the line. P1 Robert, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your question?
All right, I got a girlfriend. She says she hates marriages. She doesn't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But as a way, she's dragging me off to these weddings and stuff, and she's talking about it, but she still says she hates weddings.
You're asking if
she's dropping me signs.
Is she giving you hints? Start with Shauna, 37.
Well, wait, I'm confused. First, you said she hates marriage or she hates weddings. Which one does she
hate? She doesn't want to get married.
Okay. But she has a lot of weddings that she has to go to.
Yeah.
So you're going there as her companion or her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that means anything other than that she needs a date to a wedding.
All right. Gina, 33.
I have to agree with Shauna.
Allie, 18.
Same.
There you go, bro. Looks like you're her date. She's not trying to get a ring on her finger. You are her date.
All right,
man. Thanks. P1 Eric has a great question. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I got a question for the ladies. What do you guys feel about I'm 25 years old. I have two kids.
A single guy with kids. Your opinion of a single guy with kids, Gina, 33.
Well, I've never been married and I don't have kids, and I think that for me to be with somebody with kids, I'd have to, that's a hard question, because that's baggage to me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she's being honest.
Unfortunately.
She's being honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Okay, go ahead, Gina. Is that pretty much your feeling on it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Allie's 18. Allie, what would you think if you met this great-looking guy, awesome personality, killer job, you know, awesome everything? He's got two kids.
I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Why?
No way.
Why?
The kid's mom, all this drama. Coming from a family, my parents were divorced when I was really, really little.
Uh-huh.
And there's always baggage and my parents, and I wouldn't want to get involved in. I wouldn't even want to get close to involved in that situation.
Shauna, 37 years old, you got to take yourself out of the marriage and pretend that you're single.
Yeah. How old are your kids?
My daughter's going to be 5 and my son's 3. And that mom isn't much of an issue because she kind of passed away.
Oh, no. And do the kids live with you? Obviously.
I have the kids, yeah.
Okay.
And they're everything to me. And it's hard to find a woman when you've got two kids.
You know what? Then I totally disagree with Gina and Allie.
Go ahead.
I don't think kids are baggage. I think that if you are a great person and you treat a girl well, I think she can fall in love with you just as well as she can fall in love with your kids.
What about you personally, Shauna? What if you
Absolutely.
Met? So you met this guy. He's got two kids.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
Does it make a difference, Gina, that their mom has passed away?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Why?
I didn't hear the full story. Because I've been in that experience before where I've gone out with a guy with kids and he was, the mother was still around, and it was a very big deal. It was a total drama.
Yeah.
Total drama.
Yeah.
So now that I know the full story, I agree with Shauna. You know, it's kids you can fall in love with and they can become part of you and your family. But
and Allie, I'm seeing from your face at 18 years old, no way. You're not ready to be a mom to two kids.
No. She's too young.
She's too young.
She's way too young. But I would say, I mean, honestly, if you can find a woman to fall in love with your kids just as much as she's fallen in love with mm-hmm. you, then you've got yourself a great woman.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, man. That was P1 Eric, P1 Icktooth on line one. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a question because I don't really understand women sometimes. But my question is, like, say you come home and she's pissed off. And you're asking her what's the matter, and she's like, well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Thank you for asking this question. Thank you so much for asking this question. Let's start with Allie, 18 years old.
Oh, goodness. Well, what exactly is the question? Is it why they do that?
He wants to know, if you're upset, why do we have to Why do we have to do some sort of exploration for 20 minutes or an hour or 2 hours? Why is it that we can't come home and say, what's the matter? And you just say, what's the matter?
I think it's that little beating in all of us. I don't know. I really actually have no idea. I know I do that all the time, but I have no idea why I do that to guys or anyone.
Gina, 33.
You know, when I was in my 20s, I have to be honest with you, I used to do that a lot. It's like, you should know me. You should come home and understand if I'm in a bad mood and, you know, you see my reactions to things, you should figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now in my 30s, it's like, you know, we need to communicate as a more mature woman and being, you know, having that experience. You have to communicate. That's like the key to a successful relationship. You have to just tell them what's wrong. Don't hold it in because it's not going to get anywhere.
Shauna, 37.
Yeah, I usually tell Justin what's wrong before he gets home.
Well, nice.
So he knows when he walks into the door. No, I'm serious. I think Gina is absolutely right. When you turn 30, you absolutely change, and it's like, you know what, I'm done wasting my time playing these guessing games. I'll tell you exactly what's wrong. So why do they do it? Probably immaturity. How can you get around it? Just stay on their butts about telling you what's wrong.
P1 Scarecrow.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm a Marine, and I've already been to war. I'm 21 years old, and I'm going back, and I'm wondering if you're dating a girl, let's say, about 4 to 6 months, not a huge serious relationship, but if you're dating someone, is that a turnoff for women to know that their man could possibly come home, not possibly, it's going to happen, but come home slightly different from deployment?
Now, what do you mean by different?
Well, I mean, you take away, like, I'm a funny guy, I make jokes all the time, stuff like that, and I went to Fallujah, and I got back, and I saw a lot of horrible things, and so, I mean, there's periods of time when you're a little bit more serious, it makes you grow up really quick. And I know for a fact that my girlfriend, when I got back, didn't really like the new me because I was a little more serious and stuff like that. It didn't work out. I'm wondering if, first of all, if those women have encountered something like this and if that's like a turnoff.
I don't know that they've encountered it, but it'd be interesting to get their perspective. Let's start with Gina, 33.
I have encountered that, actually. I used to go out with a guy in the Navy for 8 years, and he used to go on deployment for 6 months at a time, and it was just, it's a mess. And now I don't, you know, as much as military guys are great, you know, knowing that they have to go out on deployment for 6 months, you totally change. You change, the woman changes. And you get back and everything's totally different, and it's a really tough situation. So I would probably either try to work it out, you know, for about a month, give it about a month, or, you know what, it's just not going to work out. It's just not meant to be.
Allie, 18.
I've never personally experienced this, but I think this is something that really needs to be discussed. And, like, I know people that have... my friend and her husband was deployed for 9 months, and they really, really had to talk about splitting up before he left for deployment, because it's a big issue when someone's gone for that long.
They change.
Yeah, and they're completely gone from your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. But if I were put in that situation, I wouldn't say it's a turnoff, because I tend to love unconditionally, and no matter how far away they are. So.
Mm. Shauna, 37.
I don't know what to say, because I honestly have no experience in this. All I know is that if you dated a girl for 4 months before you're deployed and you're gone longer than what you've dated her for, I wouldn't expect to come back to her, you know, to a relationship, unless...
there was some real foundation going on or something?
Yeah, and the way he put it, it was nothing really big, you know? Yeah. So...
I appreciate the phone call, okay?
Okay,
I didn't mean to bum the guy out. Sound like he got really bummed out as we were hanging up with him. Let's go to P1 Jason. This is going to have to be our last call. P1 Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, general question. If a girl asks a guy out, she approaches the guy and says, hey, let's do something. I'd like to go out to a dinner, to a movie, what have you. Is it automatic that the guy pays, or is it can you possibly jump in there and say, oh, well, she asked me out, I'm just, you know
can you assume that she's going to pay because she asked you out?
It's not that, and I'm not trying to come off like I'm cheap.
You're
it's
not it's I'm a question
looking the, I'm looking for the effort.
It's okay, it's a question. If she asks you out, can you assume that she is going to pay? Allie?
No. No, this is 2005. I think, no.
So the girl is not going to pay if she asks you out?
I think, no. I think it should be split.
Because it's 2005, I'm supposed to assume that she's not. It's not 1955.
Well, no, what I meant was that it should be split. I still don't even think that men should pay. Chivalry is dead.
All right. Gina, 33.
I absolutely think that you should offer to pay at the very least.
So if you... Okay, let me dive in there a little bit, okay. Gina.
Uh-oh.
Let me delve in there.
You're looking
bit.
At me funny. Oh,
no. Well, I want to get to the bottom of this. And I really want to know what you think.
I smell trouble.
So you ask a guy out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's stoked. Like, wow, a woman asking me out. That's so different. And, like, she's got a lot of kadunkadunk for asking me out. And I love it. And so you guys go out. Now, you just said you have to at least offer.
At least offer.
Now, that sounds very token to me. Like, it's just a thing that you're doing, but hope not to actually have to do.
Like a bluff.
Am I reading that correctly?
No, I would...
Like, it's an obligatory, I'll pay if you need me to.
Well, it's kind of, it sounds really shallow, but, you know, you don't want to wait for the guy to ask you out. You ask him out, but you would hope that he's the kind of guy that would just offer to pay. You know, even if he doesn't, let me just tell you, if he didn't, I wouldn't go out with him again. Isn't that awful?
Yes. Well,
it's awful.
It's honest. Now, have you ever been in a situation where you got tired of waiting? Flirting going on, mm-hmm. He doesn't ask, you're finally sick of it, and you just go, hey, man, you want to go out?
Yes.
And the guy, you're telling me that if he said, now, what if he said to you, are you asking me out?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yeah,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
And he goes, wow, that is really different. That is, in fact, that is refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It is refreshing to have a woman ask me out because, you know, in for the past 50 years in civilization, it's been the man asking the woman out. You see, society has put all these things on us that says the man has to ask the woman out, the man has to pay, the man's got to do all that. And here you are, Gina, stepping up to the plate, changing and reversing all those old things that we've had to think about for years. Awesome. Let's go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
Since you're asking me out, let's go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Well, I don't have the patience to wait for you to ask me out.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Right.
And you know what? The truth is that I'm a wuss. I wasn't going to.
Okay.
I'm attracted to you. You're a lovely gal. I really think you're awesome. But you're right. I wouldn't have asked you out. But so you took the initiative, right?
Took the initiative.
But you did step up to the plate, right?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't say that I wouldn't pay for it, but I would at least expect him to offer.
I think.
Okay. Wait. Hang
because
on.
Because that would show
Jason,
me.
Hang on.
Or
hang
on. Or hope.
Excuse
or hope.
Me.
Okay. Not expect.
Excuse
not expect
me. Hope. This is changing as we go along.
Oh.
Now she's saying she would at least hope he would offer.
Yeah,
I agree.
So what you're saying to me is that if he did offer, you would say, oh, no, no, no.